Well, here's one of our favorite guests, Bernadette Castro. Great name in the business world and government, and our Long Island correspondent as well. Bernadette Castro, how you doing?
I'm doing not that great. I'm fighting this cold. You know, there's something bad going around. It's not COVID. I've been tested like every other day, but it's tough. So let's move on, and I'm not coughing. I promise.
Oh, I know a lot of people have that, and they're all running around getting tested for, but luckily it's just a cold going around. But it just goes to show you, you're getting too close to people or not wearing the mask or something like that.
No, it's true. You know, we dropped our guard, all of us, I think, when we were vaccinated and we had the booster shot. And, you know, all it takes is one unkind person to go somewhere with a bad cold and not tell anybody. And I think that's what happened to me. So, you know, it's not fair. So if you do have a cold, wear your mask.
Hey, I like Bruce Blakeman. Bruce Blakeman's going to be the new county executive in Nassau County. Laura Kern, very nice woman. But there was definitely a Republican sweep out there in Long Island. So, well, but what needs to be done, right? You got to lower taxes. You got to do, if that's possible.
Well, I think, you know,
Yeah, you are choking to death, you see? cold.
Yeah. Bruce is great. He's had a lot of experience, and I really think he's going to do a job. And, you know, he's reaching out for transition people to help him. So I'm confident. I think he's going to be good.
Yeah, well, I'll let you cough for a minute, because the other thing is you got to battle the legislature. It's tough. You got to fight the legislature. But he used to be in the legislature, so he's pretty good with that. He knows them well. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I think Nassau County is going to be fine. You know, the taxes are terrible. I'm going to be honest with you. People are still, you know, hiring the van companies and getting to Florida. It's Florida, Texas, Tennessee. It's really tough, all right? And until I think taxes are really focused upon and make it easier for people in business to stay here, people that own properties to stay here, you know, New York City will always be New York City. And yeah. Long Island's gorgeous. I love it. I live here. But, you know, if you told me, you know, when your father started his Castro convertible business, you know, where would he have started? And had he known, well, he did open in Florida big time. But, I mean, I'm not sure. New York made him because the buildings were vertical. Any space-saving opportunities were in New York. His product was generic. However, from a business point of view, investors today, you know, have to look outside New York. I'm telling you. It's very difficult. But can I talk about Alec Baldwin just for a second? Go off topic.
Yes. Yes. Oh, by the way, we just got the video. We put it up on the website. He almost killed somebody yesterday, too.
Yeah, I heard you talk about it. But, you know, I was thinking about the incident, and I was watching those awards last night, the People's Choice, and Dwayne Johnson won it. What a nice guy Dwayne Johnson is. And then I thought, what if this was Dwayne Johnson or Kevin Costner or Tom Hanks or Clint Eastwood? How would they have reacted? And I know it would be totally different. Alec Baldwin does have an issue, an anger issue. He's very overly self-confident, self-centered. I have to say that. And I know his mom, Carol Baldwin, she's such a wonderful woman, a cancer survivor, and she's got these sons. But Alec, you know, he's not reacting the way he should be. That's why no one's coming to his defense. You know, there's the old saying, you know, be careful how you treat people on the way up, because you're going to meet the same folks on the way down. Okay?
Yeah.
He is not as kind, certainly, as Dwayne Johnson, who blew me away last night with his speech. And I didn't realize what... You know who introduced him, oddly, last night? Ooh. Jeff Bezos. Okay? One of the richest men in the world gets on the stage because he's good friends with Dwayne Johnson. It was too much. But, you know, there are great acting heroes, whether it was John Wayne in the old days. I mean, you know, I'm just very disappointed in Alec Baldwin. He was aggressively mean-spirited about Trump, which wasn't nice. So anyway, he's got his issues now.
Yeah, he still hasn't explained this incident. You know, you mentioned Clint Eastwood. There's 5 million movies with Clint Eastwood pointing a gun at 10,000 people, shooting them every second, and they never had an accident. You know, I'm watching Private Ryan. There's scenes with 500 people shooting at everybody, never a single accident. So Alec Baldwin has not explained this.
Right, and George Clooney spoke up and I guess said publicly, I always check my gun myself.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin went ballistic. How can George Clooney criticize me? He attacked George Clooney for that comment. So, you know, he's got issues. He's got to calm down. He's got to be much more compassionate. He's got to start apologizing. He's got to stop shifting blame around. It was a horrible, horrible accident. But, you know, anyway, that's my deal about him.
I've only had to work with the guy a couple of times, and he was a horrifying nightmare each time. Just a horrible human being. I don't think he's capable of apologizing or anything. I just wonder about this woman. The woman that married him, she seems like a little nutty. And we have the video up on the webpage. Where as he's about to attack the photographer with an umbrella, she stops him. So at least she is saving lives. So we'll give her a little credit. Right.
Yeah, you know, she's, I think, an odd duck. You know, they fell madly in love. There's a big age difference. She's a trainer. She got him in shape. She's taking good care of him and all these children they have. So, you know, I'm happy for them as a couple. But, you know, she's a bit odd, but so be it. You know, I don't want to judge that relationship. But I also want to jump topics about China a minute. I'm so happy we're not sending a delegation to the Olympics. Let me tell you something. China hates the United States of America. What they want is the Chinese flag to fly here. So we got a problem in that this little tiny country in Africa, I forgot the name of it, they're on the Atlantic Ocean, and now China has made a deal with them. China will now be on the Atlantic Ocean with a military base capable of hitting our East Coast. We better damn well do something about this. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. No, they've always wanted to fly the Chinese flag. And I know we do business with them. You know, Jeff Bezos is like, you know, everybody does business with them. The Tesla owner is over there big time. But diplomatically, you know, we have to step in and really stop that military base from happening. And I think the United States is trying to step in, but I'm deeply concerned. So, that's a serious thing.
Don't rile them up too much because you could stop production of my iPhone 14, and I don't want that to happen. So,
That's what I mean. We're in a very awkward position with China, for sure.
Yeah. I hate to say we're out of time, but Bernadette Castro, feel better.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
And listen, can I say one quick thing about state parks? Go online if you want to rent some fun cabins in the winter. Go snowshoeing maybe in Allegheny State Park. These cabins are great. They got a couple of bedrooms. They got a kitchen. They got heat. Do it. Oh. Get out
there. Where do you go to?
You go to New York State Parks. Just Google that, and then you just click on cabins, and all the parks will come up. There's high-end cabins, and then there's rustic ones. But it's such a wonderful family experience. But, I just want people to be encouraged to get outdoors. If you're in an urban area, you don't have to spend your whole time in the urban area. You know, snowshoes aren't that expensive. Okay.
Good suggestion. She's the former parks commissioner. Good suggestion, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, take care. Everybody, check out the webpage. We got the Alec Baldwin video up there. He almost kills a guy last night. Take a look at this video. He attacks the wife stops him from attacking a photographer. Oh, also, you'll love this video. It's Morgan Freeman. Watch him straighten out Don Lemon. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.